Right, let's start off with cricket. Ryan Riggleton registered his highest test score as South Africa ended the first day of the second test against Pakistan at Newlands in Cape Town on 316 for 4. Riggleton and captain Themba Bavuma registered the highest fourth wicket stand ever at Newlands. The 235-run partnership between them was the main highlight for the Proteas after Bavuma had won the toss and elected to bat first. Bavuma hit 9 boundaries and 2 sixes before losing his wicket on 106. Riggleton on 176 and David Beddingham on 4 will resume play for the Proteas this morning. And then over to some football. AmaZulu defender Wade Eustace anticipates intense competition against Golden Arrows in their Betway Premiership Derby this weekend. Usutu's recent success has been against Cape Town City in a 1-0 victory, bringing the count up to 4 wins in 6. Eustace says they're playing for more than just a win.
I think, like you said, it's going to be a tough game. It's a derby. We always want to win derbies, but we also want to carry on with the momentum that we've had in the last few games. So, yeah, we want to go out to win the game. Obviously, like, we go out to win every other game, but that's more so because it comes with bragging rights.
And then Tottenham boss Ange Postecoglou hopes Dominic Solanke can impress New England manager Thomas Tuchel this afternoon as Spurs host Newcastle. German will be at his first Premier League fixture since officially starting his job. Solanke scored 10 goals following his summer move to North London. Postecoglou believes the striker could be the main man for England.
Dom's been outstanding for us. He scored goals, but it's just his all-round game and his capacity to help the team in all aspects of our football. I'm sure Thomas has been following him, but I've got no doubt he'll be impressed.
And then new world darts champion Luke Littler says he's learnt a lot in his debut year on the professional circuit. The 17-year-old cruised to a 7-3 victory over Michael van Gerwen in the final to become the youngest ever title winner at the tournament at Alexandra Palace. That's all for now. For the East Coast Radio Sports team, I'm Faida Crouch.